Have you taken your summer vacation yet? What, you say? I live in a vacation paradise. Yeah, we know. But there are plenty of reasons to cut loose and disappear for a week or two. Studies show countless benefits to scheduling time off and taking a real vacation. Reduced stress, strengthened immune function, and a lower risk of heart disease and some other dangerous health conditions that can shorten our lives. Time off also improves our working memory, it gives us relief from chronic mental fatigue, and it helps us tamp down our worry response. Our capacity for self-control is strengthened when we take a vacation, and our emotion regulation skills are sharpened. We also get more creative when we take vacations. Routine has a deadening effect on creativity, and when we fail to take time off, we more deeply embed our routines. In other words, we get ourselves into a rut and we stay there. Marshfield Clinic conducted a study of working women in rural central Wisconsin and found that those who vacationed less than once every 2 years were more likely to feel tense and tired, suffer depression, and express dissatisfaction with their marriages. Those who vacationed at least twice a year showed a marked contrast. The study, reported in the Wisconsin Medical Journal, noted that vacation provides a break from everyday stressors at work, provides an opportunity to engage in health-promoting behaviors, and allows time for tension release, personal involvement, and time to catch up on sleep and rest. Yet American workers left 662 million paid vacation days on the table in 2016, valued at $66.4 billion. That's a lot of time off going to waste. So why don't we take vacation time? Lots of reasons. At the top of the list is that we're the only ones who can do our job. Being a work martyr, someone who can't take a vacation because no one else could possibly fill in, is typically viewed as a path to success. But according to research at Project Time Off, work martyrs are less likely, by several percentage points, to get a raise or a bonus, and promotion rates among work martyrs are no better than among workers who do vacation. The martyrs are also likelier, again by several percentage points, to feel more stress both at home and at work, and hence be less satisfied with their lives. In 2016, we reversed a decade-long downward trend by taking, on average, a half day more in paid time off than we took in 2015. That leaves a long way to go to reclaim our full benefits. The number one trick to using our hard-earned vacation days is planning. Project Time Out reports that those of us who plan our vacations are more likely to take all our vacation time and take longer vacations. 2 weeks is ideal. Planners also report feeling more support at work for taking time off. There are several aspects to good planning. Number one, get buy-in from your manager. Visit projecttimeoff.com and share the persuasive data. Culture change depends on people at the top. They already know vacations are good for us and good for business. Give them everything they need to say it out loud and spread the word. Number two, unplug from work. It's not a vacation if you don't get away from the daily grind. As seductive as the notion is, you're probably not really indispensable. Make a deal with trusted colleagues that you'll cover for them if they cover for you. And make it easy for them to manage essential components of your work while you're away. It might take extra effort, but it'll be worth it to know your mission-critical tasks are under control. Number three, don't take on planning a vacation when you're already overwhelmed. Enlist family, friends, or professional planners to help you. Engaging the people who will join you on your vacation takes the pressure off you, and it ensures that the vacation will meet everyone's needs. Number four, set aside dedicated time for planning. Enjoy the research and make the most of the anticipation. Our brains don't distinguish between something pleasurable that's happening in the moment and something that we're simply anticipating. Either way, our brains release a little shot of dopamine, and dopamine makes us feel good. Dutch researchers found in 2010 that the act of planning a vacation considerably boosted happiness even before the time off began. Number five, establish a budget you can live with. If you can't afford airline tickets and hotel rates, then plan day trips or leisure pursuits closer to home. The key is to avoid adding financial stress to your life while still changing up your routine and getting the change of scenery that will refresh you. Number 6, mix it up. Plan mentally stimulating activities alongside relaxing leisure pursuits. Learn to do something you've never done before. Mastering a new skill is a great way to give your brain a break from routine. It'll refresh your creative juices, and it can be more satisfying than just lounging on a beach all week. A stimulating vacation will send you back to work with refreshed focus, renewed commitment to your job, and a deeper satisfaction with life as a whole.